This is a new episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas in El Paso. Today we have a good friend, Professor Katja Michael from the Department of Chemistry. And Katja, tell us, what is your research all about?
We have two lines of research that my group pursues. The first line of research involves photochemical methodology development. This is a way of synthesizing molecules using UV light. So we want to attach two molecules together, and the attachment is triggered by UV light irradiation. And we're applying this to biomolecules such as peptides and glycopeptides. They can be considered as miniature proteins. Yeah, so proteins consist of amino acids, and a peptide is just a short portion of this. It has maybe 10, 20, 30 amino acids. And when it's a glycopeptide, then it also has a sugar connected to it.
And why is that important?
It's important because many of our proteins that we have in our body on the cell surfaces, but also the secreted proteins, are glycosylated. Yeah, the sugars are important for solubility, and it's believed that they are important for the proper folding, and sometimes it's the carbohydrates that are mediating biochemical processes.
So, I mean, is it true to say that if you've got a cell outside the cell, you often have recognition positions which are based upon sugars, not necessarily the protein?
That's correct, yes. So, for example, cancer metastasis. Oftentimes, a tumor metastasizes, right? A cell breaks loose from the solid tumor, and now it has to find a new home somewhere in the body. And it's a carbohydrate-mediated interaction where a cell is latching on to other tissue.
So what is your research aimed at then?
This first line of research that I was talking about is pure method development. Yeah, we want to find a chemical method to make these molecules. And we're applying this to a small peptide that only has 13 amino acids, and it has cell-penetrating properties. So this peptide has the capability of crossing a cell membrane, and if something, a drug, for example, is attached to this peptide, then this drug also gets brought into the cell.
That's an unusual peptide? Or do all peptides?
It is an unusual peptide. It stems from the TUT protein, which belongs to the AIDS virus, and it's just a very short portion of that TUT protein that has the capability of this transport effect.
So we can use that for many positive features then. As you're saying, we can attach this little peptide to many things that we would like to enter cells that we want to kill, for example.
That's right. So it is therefore of interest for drug delivery. But it's very promiscuous, so it goes into lots of cells, and this is its limitation. But if you could apply it at one particular spot in the body, let's say the skin, then you can transport a drug into the skin.
Ultimate goal of your research. Tell us what would be nirvana.
Okay. I have another line of research that is collaborative with Dr. Igor Almeida, who is in the Department of Biological Sciences here at UTEP. And we have recently developed an assay to diagnose Chagas disease. Chagas disease is a disease that's caused by a protozoan parasite that is endemic from Argentina all the way up to the southern United States.
So this is a very promising line of research,
yes.
Dr. Michael, and we'd like to thank you for being here to explain it to us on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.